We're doing meditation every day. What is the base? Though it is not ultimate truth, it is the base, foundation, which is required all the time. Till you have got conviction, actual question. So only little knowledge or oral knowledge will not help you. Because you are holding this human body. You are holding this human body. The holder of the human body is called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. Because of long association with the body, we have become one with the body. Starting considering our cerebral body form. Though we are formless, no shape is there. A spontaneous individual presence, just like a space of sky. But conviction is not there. And to have this conviction, one should have to go through this meditation, the base. But the principle of meditation, you are not sitting only just like this. Through meditation, you are inviting attention of the meditator, invisible meditator in you. And all the time, you are hammering yourself. Because basically, body knowledge is supposed to be dissolved at any cost. You can hold body, you take care of your body, not to neglect your body. We are all responsible to be practical, not theoretical. Do your job, do your duty, it's what you do. But at the same time, you should be untouched with the body-based knowledge. What do you mean by untouched with the body-based knowledge? For having some settled ego, you know, as I told that ego, mind and intellects are functioning organs, settled organs came along with the body. It was not there prior to beingness. Prior to beingness, nothing was there. No requirement, no needs, no needs of happiness, peacefulness, nothing. The body is not tolerable. Body knowledge is not tolerable. To have toleration, to make it tolerable, we need some material causes, just like a publicity, money, sex, and all. It's a temporary relief. And to come out of this body with concepts, meditation, that mantra is most important. Mantra is a call, it's a verse. The verse is founded with long experiments. Sanskrit project. The meaning of mantra is, I am Brahman, Brahman, I am. So beginning stage is required, necessary, it's absolutely necessary. Till you have a conviction, then it is also spontaneous. It happens spontaneously. After some another aspect of this knowledge, in the process of your meditation, involvement, strong meditation, strong involvement, strong devotion, sometimes we come across with some miraculous experience. Maybe negative or positive miraculous experience. I'm giving an example of Nisargadatta Maharaj. It will be more focused. Nisargadatta Maharaj in early stage was very rich. He was having some 8 to 10 shops. And it's financially very good financially. When he came across with 1933 something, he came across with Siddharameshwar Maharaj. One of his friends taken him to Siddharameshwar Maharaj. He says at that time, I am not believing any, say, body-based sage or saint. I am not going to go down. But he gone there, he listened to him and there was miraculous change in him. Base was there. He is so much impressed, deeply impressed. He moved out his spontaneous. Then, he was having association with Siddharameshwar for about 3 years and 3.5 years. I am quoting the experience of the Siddharameshwar Maharaj because it will be more, it will focus to your devotional life. So then,
it's okay.
Up to say about 1930-39.
It's okay.
Calm. Okay. He left his family. And he went for this, taking the experience of this spiritual, spiritual world or spiritual experience. He faced so many problems, number of problems. He left his family life, left everything. There are about 10 shops and family, they're carrying some tobacco factories and all these things. He wanted to take the experience of this spiritual knowledge. And he has so many negative experiences. No money, nothing is there. Wandering here and there. Once upon he came across such a barren land and there was no water, nothing was there. Only the, he said that it will be the last moment of his life. Only that barren land he's seen this long distance, he's seen that one cottage is there. I'm talking about some devotional experience, appears upon when you're having involvement in the spirituality. Though it is not knowledge, it's not reality, but you're coming across such incidents, it's very coincidence. He's in the cottage, he's in and they, with great difficulty, went to that cottage. One old man was there. Given in bread and all, water, everything. He taken everything, water and bread. After having some steps, if say backside, there is no cottage. Siratama rarely is giving you important experience, miracle experience. But I learned from him. And then he writes a poem, my master become cottage for me, my master become food for me, my master become water for me. This happens in every particular case. Your inner master takes any shape when you are in difficulty. But you also have strong faith in yourself in your master. I have talked with that negative and positive experience during the process of this spiritual knowledge, spirituality or devotion. When you are in strong devotion, with no strong involvement in your devotion, he may came across with such a type of miracles, positive or negative experience. Negative experience means that you came some, you find there some negative thoughts, depressive thoughts. Some difficulty may be there, just like Sarata Maharaj. He faced so many problems in his life, so many problems, beyond imagination. But he had not lost his faith in master sense. His knowledge was very strong, exceptional. Your firm, total conviction. There are some positive miracle experiences also. He rarely says it. Sometimes when he's sitting in the shop, he started giving the water to teapot. And some people, there is a long queue. They're curing out of that water. They say, Ramacharan, warn him, what are you doing? This is not a knowledge, it's not reality. You're distracting from the reality. You stop this. So, in this my speech, what I'm thinking, after having your strong devotion, you may come across with such negative or positive experience. It is not a knowledge, it is not a reality, it is not ultimate truth. But the point, you may distract from the reality. If you got ego, yes, because of me, some got miracle experience. Suppose you go visit some house and something miracle happens. Oh, my power is so much. So that ego may be developed. So it is precautionary measure in the process of your devotional spirituality. So, during your devotions, if any you come across such experience, not to give so much weightage or importance. All experience, miracles will appear upon your presence. Your that presence, invisible presence, anonymous presence is the ultimate truth. There is no value for any miracles. It is nature of our human body. Human being. If any miracles happens, oh, you would have aged. Very great. There are miracles within you. You've got tremendous power. Not to take ego. Suppose something happened because of, suppose you visited some places, some miracles happened. People say, oh, because of you something happened. Right? So, I'm not taking any prestige, not credit. You see, it, what, if it happened, because of my mark, it did not happen. I'm not doing any miracles. I never take ego. So, I'm inviting your attention because in your strong devotion, devotional life, spiritual life, it may happen. It may be, it is called progressive steps. But not to stop there. Till you got spontaneous conviction, you have to continuously involve in devotion, spirituality. I'm giving alert, cautious. Because in the process of your devotional life, spirituality. So, ignore it. It's not there. Basically, no knowledge is knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge means just to identify oneself in the essence. You are identifying body part as illusion. And you know, it is a very clear thing. Basically, nothing was there prior to being, after leaving body, nothing will be there. What is the use of knowledge? We have forgot our identity. And if you glance within you, forget about the world. Sit quiet. Glance within you. What is there? Bones, blood. And flesh. What is the value of this body? If there is no presence for a moment, what is the value of this body? I have a lot of planning, egoistic planning. So, I'm not asking you to neglect your body. Do your duty, do your job, but remain untouched with the body-based knowledge. Because it's fact, open fact. Body is not your identity, body was not your identity, body is not going to remain your identity. But you're not accepting this fact. To accept this fact spontaneously, you have to undergo the meditation. And during the meditation, as I told you, so you come through with so many experience, miraculous experience, magical experience. You make it some power also, it happens. But not to use or not to misuse that power. It happens. You got miracles power. But that is the ultimate truth. A strong environment, you are having some power, you come with, you feel it. And there may be chances of ego, subtle ego, yes, I have got power, I can do something. So that ego support will be dissolved. It's a kind of spiritual, that progressive steps. So, this is a precaution and a measure, everything happens. It is not connected with any reality. Anybody have any question? Be free, don't worry. It is your chatting, your friendly chatting. I'm not doing some spiritual lectures. I'm not considering myself as a great spiritual master like that. What is the difference? Same thing is there.
Maharaj. I'm noticing that I have been, you know, doing practices for many years, different mantras come up in different contexts.
Yes.
That has been my practice, if you will, you know. So, would you advise me as to?
What you are told that mantra, you recite the mantra, it is told that this mantra came from the Tatraya, the original place. think of 10 minutes value, importance, power, energy with this mantra. It gets some vibration inside. During reciting the mantra, you forget your body identity. You become one with the mantra. What is the meaning of the mantra? I am Brahman, Brahman I am. It is not something else, it is practical, it is your reality. You forgot your reality, so you are reminding reality yourself. So whatever mantra is given, it may be any mantra, I forget if you got this mantra. Some say, I'm Brahma, I'm Shiva, I'm Soham, these are very good. But whatever mantra you got, it be loyal with that mantra. Because through mantra, you are inviting attention of your invisible presence, you are Brahman, Atman. Suppose somebody lost his memories, they are showing something, you see this, you see this, you see this. The purpose behind it to gain the memories. Same thing here. Because of long association of the body, you forgot your identity. Why this required? What is the principle or the use of the spiritual knowledge in your life? We are not happy, see. What do we want exactly? We are happiness, peacefulness, tension-free life, fearless life. Their material resources are there, but not, it's not sufficient. Our ample money, publicity is there, sex is there, but no happiness. Because you are all inbuilt happiness within you. It's open fact. Body is not going to remain constant. It has a stage where your child, your young man, like your old man, and some or other, willingly and unwillingly, don't give the body. Body is not end at all. You are unborn basically. No birth, no death. Birth, death, connect to the body knowledge. And you are not body at all. That condition is supposed to be appears spontaneously. This is the purpose of this spirituality. After having conviction, no necessity of spirituality. So in the beginning stage, you have to recite mantra, involvement is required. You have to devote some time for yourself. There is no restriction, no bondage, not to follow anything, not to spend single penny for that. But you have to give some time for yourself. You are giving a lot of, out of 24 hours, you are giving some time to all regular responsibility. But give some time for you. Sit for some time for 1 hour, half an hour. See what is there. Reality within you, you are a reality, your presence is reality, your invisible listener is reality. You have to go here and there. No need to go any master. You forgot the inner masters. Your inner master is very strong. For neglecting our masters and very good. Hearing so many masters. Not necessary. Not to go anywhere. I'm not telling not to respect anybody. We respect all masters. Masters are forms of reality. But reality is not having any form, any shape. So till you get conviction, till you remain untouched with the world, untouched with the body-based knowledge, you have to undergo the discipline of meditation. And as I told that during the meditation involvement, you may come across with some miraculous experience. It is not reality. It is some progressive steps. It is spiritual knowledge, there are three types of miracle experience appearing, positive areas. Darshana, Sparshana and Sambhashana means Darshana means after having strong involvement in spirituality, you see that your gods and goddesses and masters here and near about you. That sight you are getting, the transfer sight. Sparshana, you will get some touch of your master. Suppose you have difficulties placing your hand. Sambhashana, sometimes your master, your God, you're talking with you. It having some respect. It happens. So it is sign of strong devotion, but it is not reality. Eh? Not to stop there. Sometimes it happens that maybe out of the ego, you may distract from the reality. I have got miraculous power, I can do it, something. Sarada Maharaj once said, suppose you have got miraculous power, you may use for one time, second time, third time it's not happens, what is that? So you will become collapsed. So, these are progressive steps, not ultimate. So be cautious, be alert. And Master says, I'm not making you a disciple, I'm making you a master. Same thing I'm repeating to you. I'm not making you a disciple, I'm making you a master. You are master, you are already master. After not telling because you have to please you, it is fact. Because you have forgot your identity. I'm doing only thing, you are reminding your identity. Inviting all the time your attention. That invisible listener within you, it is a master of masters. It is everywhere just like a space or sky. There are five elements. The fire is everywhere, water is everywhere, sky is everywhere. You are projector of five elements, you don't know. What is dream experience? Take this for example, dream experience. You dream, you see the all five elements, you see water, you see sun, moon, everything. Not even that you see in yourself. You are deep sleeping. But you are watching that dream. You are acting that dream. Who is created that dream world? Who is witnessing that dream world? Who is experiencing that dream world? Just think it. Same thing here. A spontaneous invisible presence projected all this world. If there is no awakening in the morning, who will talk about the world? Who will talk about all these matters? Who will talk about the God? So directly, you are the indirect, you are base of this world. You are ultimate truth, you are final truth. You need not require to go anywhere to find out God or God existence. But you devote some time for meditation. It's the only solution. Only dry knowledge, if you come, hours together, dry knowledge. No? If you read so many books, so many masters, you get temporary. Once you have to concentrate, concentrate, immediately concentrate. Only we think intellectually, what is there? Is the body your identity? What is the value of this body? For a moment the present disappears, what is the value of this body? Nothing. Who is talking from this body? Who is listening from this body? They have a tremendous value. These bodies are different. Listener, speaker is one. Not to discriminate. Be with you all the time. Not to depend upon anybody else. But to be independent. You can fly with no one. Without wings, you can fly. You have three birds. Have some courage, spiritually giving you courage. Since you are holding body, so many problems may be there. You may come across some unpleasant atmosphere also. But all problems will be solved spontaneously. You've got strong courage. Attaining Nishirata Marapi is not a problem. Beyond imagination. After 3 years, no shops were there. One shop remained. All family lives drained. Nothing was there. But he is having only, as he having strong faith in martyrs. A strong faith in yourself, himself. That is required. Is there anybody any question? Be free, yes, okay.
You talk about, you know, kind of the spontaneous release of really strong emotions, and I have been experiencing that. What I'm wondering, can that also apply to physical symptoms?
Emotions? What do you want to say?
She said the strong emotions are coming up. Can that also apply to physical symptoms that, like,
mm-hmm.
by doing the mantra, some physical symptom is manifesting
yeah,
inside.
It happens. Flare up of physical.
It happens when you're going close and put yourself in self. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
No
matter. Because you're experiencing that emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the emotions have been pretty intense sometimes. It's like rage, you know, coming out of nowhere and lasting for like a half hour or something, and then just subsiding. But it's the physical stuff that I was a little more perplexed.
Many years, so much involvement in this spirituality. So many emotional feelings, loves, affections appear spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part and parcel of spiritual knowledge. Because you are full of love and affections. Exceptional peacefulness is there. After having strong devotions, strong meditation, totally peaceful will be there, peacefulness there. Total silence will be there. Confusion, no confusion. All confusion dissolves. Exceptional silence. You remain untouched with the world. Why we are disturbed? Because we are taking, have some ego, subtle ego of this world. I am somebody else. We are having some subtle expectations. So all expectation, body-based expectation dissolves. All body-based concept dissolves. It happens for it, it's not difficult, it's not impossible. You can do it, you can have it. It is your own property. As I told you, if you are selfless, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. It's a fact. Just remember it. Then Nisrata Mara says, I am not making you disciple, I am making you master. So practice is most important, practical knowledge is most important. You have got theoretical knowledge, you read so many books, about so many masters. Practice is most important. Why practice? Because you were wrapped with so many illusionary concepts. You have to come out from all these illusionary concepts. I'm somebody, a man or a woman, female or male. So many concepts are there, so many. So for a holding body, it's okay. What is necessary for the nourishment of the body, you can do it. It's your responsibility. But even untouched with all these illusionary concepts. Question for anybody else? Be free. Don't hesitate to ask any question. Be clear.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Can I do this myself? Maharaj, I have a broken body, I have a disease. Of addiction to medication for the disease, a broken back, and I wake up in the morning and I'm in so much pain, and the medication affects my meditation, And if I don't take the medication, then I'm in so much pain. Can I do this myself?
Yes, you have to do it, because you get some tolerance, patience.
I feel like I need
Since you are holding body, so many problems are with the body. Physical problems, mental problems. You get some courage, power.